Here, I ask you about a couple other cases. We were talking about adjuvant therapy. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your 37-year-old man.
So yeah, I was a 37-year-old guy with stage 3C disease. He was on nivolumab, and then he had a pretty long-term therapy. He was out at 9 months doing great. He was actually on a clinical trial. And then he developed these myalgias, and they slowly got worse. And he was a pretty tough guy. He was a relatively young guy in good physical shape. And then he said that he was playing soccer with his kids one day on a Friday, and then the next day he woke up, he had pain in his left lower knee. You know, he had an elevated. Then I saw him the next Monday and was a little concerned that slowly but surely the muscle, the myalgias had gotten worse. His CPK was slightly elevated. I decided he probably had a little bit of myositis, but it wasn't disabling. He got a brief steroid taper. And then his pain just got worse and worse in the left knee. And I got him an MRI of the knee and sent him to one of our orthopedists. And he had this weird stress fracture of his tibial plateau. And I spoke to the orthopedist who said, "We don't see this in young people. This would be almost unheard of in a 37-year-old." So I had to make the executive decision, am I going to continue or am I not? Do I figure this was an unlucky guy who was kicking a ball with his kids and had some weird fracture unrelated to treatment, or was this all treatment related? I elected to stop him and take him off treatment. And then more than a year later, the guy's, and this was a while ago, more than a year later, the guy's fine. So I hope I made the right decision. Although remember, with adjuvant therapy, with melanoma, you're never really out of the woods. But if he gets 5 years without a relapse, the vast majority of relapses would have occurred by 5 years. So it's the toxicity issues get even more complex in the adjuvant mode. But this guy, he has a 70% chance of relapse, but he has a 30% chance that he's cured just sitting there. So you got to be careful how you judge the risk and the benefit.
Absolutely. But I mean, on the other hand, how much treatment did he actually get?
He got a fair bit of treatment.
So, I mean,
He
maybe
got
that's
9 months
all he
worth
needed.
of therapy.
Nine
And
months,
maybe.
you know, who knows? You'll never see that trial in 9 months versus a year. But I mean, pathophysiologically, what do you think was going on? You said you don't see it in young people. Do you see it in the elderly?
He said this is something you would see in a patient in their 70s or 80s.
So, what do you think was going on pathophysiologically?
I think that he had some inflammatory component either in the joint or in the soft tissues with the myositis, and I think that led to weakening of his underlying bone structure and led to the stress fracture. I think that this was somehow autoinflammatory, and off treatment, he slowly is getting better. His fracture is healing, or he got better. I mean, he was off for a while, but it took like 6 months for him to feel that he could go out and play soccer again with his kids. And I said, no soccer for at least 6 months. And now he's more physically active and he's fine.
Wow, really interesting. It also brings up sort of a generic question. You're kind of the dean of autoimmune toxicity with melanoma or in checkpoint inhibitors in general. Do you think that in people where you see autoimmune toxicity, that in some or many of these cases, what's going on is sort of the activation of subliminal autoimmune diseases these people have that aren't clinically manifest?
I would agree, and there is a colleague of mine, Iman Osman, at my own institution, who's been exploring seromics. That is, she looks at the existing, pre-existing autoantibodies, and she finds certain types of autoantibodies appear to be more elevated in those who have autoimmunity than those who don't. And she even has a mouse model with a human Fc receptor knocked into the mouse, where she can give the serum, or she can purify antibodies from the patients, give them to the mouse and reproduce some of the side effects. That's very interesting. And we're going to try to work on understanding with her, how can you profile patients pre-treatment and predict who's going to have side effects?